AP News. I'm Ben Thomas. The coronavirus variant, first identified in England, has turned up in Colorado, and a man health officials say had not been traveling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports variants have been found almost since the virus was first detected.
It's common for viruses to undergo minor changes as they reproduce and move through a population. That's actually how scientists track their spread. If there are significant mutations, though, one concern is current vaccines may no longer be as effective. Though that's possible here, experts do not believe it'll be the case with this variant.
The British government has now extended its toughest coronavirus restrictions to 3/4 of England's population because of the variant's fast spread. On that Christmas Day explosion in Nashville, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports police were alerted about the suspect, Anthony Warner, over a year ago.
According to documents obtained by the Associated Press, police were called to the home of Warner's girlfriend, Pamela Perry, on August 21, 2019, after her attorney reported she was making suicidal threats. Attorney Raymond Throckmorton was on the scene, and he told officers Perry thought Warner might harm her, and Warner frequently talked about the military and bomb making. Police went to Warner's home, but he didn't answer the door. Nashville police contacted the FBI, but the FBI found no records on Warner. I'm Mike Gracia.
Britain's House of Commons has resoundingly approved a trade deal with the European Union, paving the way for an orderly break with the EU. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
We are going to open, Mr. Speaker, a new chapter in our national story, striking free trade deals around the world, adding to the agreements with 63 countries we've already achieved, and reasserting global Britain as a liberal, outward-looking force for good.
Stocks have been higher in morning trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. The Milwaukee Bucks set a shooting record last night in a romp over the Heat.
The Bucks rained three-pointers on the Heat for a 144-97 laugher at Miami's expense. The Bucks set an NBA record by nailing 29 three-pointers, breaking the old mark of 27 midway through the fourth quarter. They shot 29 for 51 from beyond the arc two nights after going 7 for 38 in a loss to New York. Sam Merrill hit the record-setting tray.
It's exciting. Happy to be in the right place at the right time. You know, the way that we shot it Sunday night, we kind of felt like we were going to have a good shooting night tonight.
Chris Middleton had four threes on his way to 25 points. Jrue Holiday made six threes in his 25-point night, and Dante DiVincenzo was 5 for 6 from deep to finish with 17 points. Tyler Hero had 23 points for Miami. I'm Dave Ferry.
With the playoff spot not yet secured, the Cleveland Browns' COVID-19 list has grown to 9, including starting safeties Andrew Sendejo and Carl Joseph. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.